Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. This is the only thing that we are dropping in the podcast feed today, and there's reasons for that. First of all, let me take the opportunity to say thank you so much for the way that you consume our content. And that is, I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast right now, you listen to our show primarily via podcast. And you may notice that today we do not have a full show podcast. And that's because technically today I'm off.
Technically.
We're recording this the day before. Before
he's here with
I leave.
Us in spirit.
Yeah. The reason why is for some reason schools are not in session today.
So weird. I can't figure out why. It's not just Rocky River. It's a couple of schools.
Some sort of teacher in service. Mm. And so there were high school football games last night and my kids out of school. And then there's some things that I wanted to do. It was all kind of like, what do you call it when so many things come together? Kismet? That's not it. I don't know what I'm trying to think
of. I don't know.
It was just my kids are out of school. And when schools are not in session on the radio show, people tend to not listen.
Yeah, so everybody's listening when they're dropping the kids off for school. So when there's no kids to drop off for school.
So when I need a day off, you will usually choose a day when my kids aren't in school. And that is today. But also, it's an opportunity for me to get some medical procedures done.
Fun.
So I have I got to get blood work done. So I will be fasting.
Good for you.
A full 8 hours at least, and get some blood work done for the doctor. I forgot what the fake name that I came up with my doctor.
I don't remember either.
I don't know. That was a fun joke, and now I don't remember the joke.
Hmm.
Some blood work, and then I've got to get my shingles shot as well.
Oh boy. Fun stuff on the horizon for you today.
And they say that the first, I think there's two that I need. There's two shingle shots.
Okay.
And they say that on the second one, that's the one that you get sick.
So have you only got, you haven't gotten any yet?
I haven't gotten any.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, but the lady was talking to me, the nurse was talking to me like I am going to be sick. So I have no idea what to expect to get my shingle shot.
Well, we'll find out soon, won't we?
I think it's the only time that I need it. I think that you get it when you're like 50 years old and then
that's it.
So that's scheduled for tomorrow. Like Drew is going on a sleepover with a friend. They're going to, God, where are they going? Like a Huron? Something?
For
I don't
what?
Know. Port Clinton? I don't know. Some cabin in the woods for a sleepover?
Sounds kind of sus, but okay.
Well, there's going to be other kids there and parental supervision.
Okay.
So.
Well, as long as there's parents.
So that's going on. And then Will has, this is sad. Will, one of Will's friends' grandmother passed away. So Will wants to attend the calling hours in the funeral tomorrow morning or this morning, whenever you're listening to this podcast. So it was like, I should probably just take the day off.
Yeah. We haven't taken a day off in a while, so it's time.
Too many things going on. So that's why the only thing in your feed today is the Can't Read, Can't Write podcast. And then hopefully, I sound sick now. Hopefully I won't be sick Friday night for Fire Pit Friday because I've invited Alyssa and her husband over.
Yeah, we're so excited.
And we're excited to have you over, although now that's going to force me to clean the house. Another reason I'm glad I took the day off.
You don't have to clean for us. Who are you trying to impress? Come on.
Well, I mean, obviously we'll be sitting out in the backyard.
Yeah.
But still, you know, if you have to go in the house for some reason, you know, we got to clean it up a little bit.
Not going to make me use the outhouse.
No, we haven't installed that yet.
Mm.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's nothing else to drink. I have no water and I have no coffee.
Parched.
That sucks. What was I going to say? I'm worried. How do you want me to handle Myrtle? Do you want Myrtle there or do you not want Myrtle there?
Of course I want Myrtle there.
Are you sure? Is Bryce cool with that?
He'll be fine with it. He doesn't love dogs.
Tell me the truth.
He doesn't hate dogs. He doesn't like it when dogs like crawl all over him because they always step on his manly parts. And they also he also doesn't like it when like they like get all in his face and like lick him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I may keep Myrtle down at grandma's.
No, I want to meet Myrtle. Who cares about Bryce? He's fine. He can suck it up. He'll be okay.
I don't want him to be miserable.
He'll be fine.
I mean, once Myrtle greets you.
Yeah, we just have to get the greeting out of the way.
Then she's fine. Then she'll go. I mean, she'll run around the backyard, but.
Yeah. I love
puppies. She should leave you alone.
I don't want her to leave me alone. That's the thing, though, is I always want to hang out with the pets and. Mm-hmm. Like, especially, like, dogs. Dogs always want to hang out with Bryce, and Bryce, like, doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. Bryce is a cat. He's literally a cat.
No, I get that, and I want to be respectful of that, and so that makes me think Myrtle should not be there.
But I want to meet Myrtle.
All right, we'll see what
happens.
I guess
it comes down to, who do you want to please more, me or my husband?
I don't want to make anyone unhappy.
Well, you're going to make somebody unhappy.
All right, so that, we should have some stories then about Alyssa's impression of my house and my backyard and
my
family.
I'm so excited. I know. Do you want me to bring anything? What should I bring?
No, no, don't. It's very chill. This is not, I mean, I don't.
Should I bring a veggie tray?
No, no, definitely not.
A charcuterie board?
No. I would imagine, I mean, we'll have things to drink, but if you have specific things you want to drink, you'll probably want to bring that.
Okay.
But it's, like I said, it's very chill. Don't bring anything. Like,
yeah, you haven't really gotten to do Fire Pit Friday as much as you did last year because you've been doing so many PA announcing for games.
I've been busy. It's been a busy fall, that's for sure.
Busy Bill.
So, yeah, we'll be back to normal next week with our regular schedule of full shows. The second thing that I wanted to talk about today, and we'll talk about this in part two, and I'll just give you the disclaimer now. If you don't want to hear about something which is sad, in a way, then don't listen to part two.
Oh, we're getting into something sad.
It is something sad, but it's a tribute to somebody.
Oh.
And, you know, I feel like I have to do it. So I'm just saying, stop listening now if you don't want to get, it might get a little morbid.
If you don't want to get all up in your feels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I did the right thing by warning you.
Okay.
All right. So that's part two.
But I don't get to dip out.
No, I have to stay. No, okay. You're stuck here.
Cool.
Part two of Can't Read, Can't Write, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. So I got some bad news yesterday, and I'm pretty sure I'm okay to talk about this. I Googled it. I did not find an obituary. So, but the source of the information is pretty trustworthy. So I'm pretty sure that I'm okay with talking about this, even though I don't have It's not verified. I don't have an obituary. But the former general manager of Q104, he was in charge of Q104 the first time I was here. So
in the 90s.
In the 90s, early 2000s. His name is Dave Erbach. He passed away.
Oh.
And I found out yesterday. And that made me sad. You know, he was one of my first ever bosses.
Yeah.
He didn't hire me, but he certainly gave approval to hire me.
Mm-hmm.
The person who hired me was Mary Ellen Kaczynski. She was the program director of Q104 at the time. But Dave Erbach, it was just such a fun time working at Q104 the first time around. Not that it's not fun now. And I'm not trying to compare the two.
Just different.
It was very different. And Dave was a different kind of market manager.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like a rah-rah guy.
What do you mean?
He wanted everybody to hang out all the time.
Okay.
Like he was the life of the party.
You've mentioned that before, that you guys would always hang out. Like on Friday nights, like you guys would be mm-hmm. at Shooters.
Exactly right. We used to have like a live broadcast on Friday afternoons. And the majority of the entire air staff would show up. Promotions, salespeople, and we would all just hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
Like we genuinely liked each other. And especially in the summers at Shooters, we would all hang out. It also helped that Dave had like a ton, like a stack of trade from Shooters. Stack of gift certificates.
So nobody was even spending any money.
Not really.
Just
no. And I was in college at the time, so it was very that helped a lot.
Oh,
you know,
I'm sure.
So I could eat and I could get a nice meal for free at Shooters. But it was just so much fun hanging out with everybody back then. And Dave was, I'm pretty sure that Dave wasn't married.
Okay.
I'm like 99.5%
positive. You're like, I hope he wasn't.
Yeah, he was a single guy. And so he would stay until last call.
Uh-huh.
And he would get pretty sloshed, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I just remember this one time, it was late at night, and Dave comes up to me and he puts his arm around me and he's like, Billy, come here.
Oh boy.
He's like, he just looks at me, just looks me straight in the eye. He's like, you know. And I'm nodding my head and I'm like, actually, I don't know.
I don't know anything.
I don't know what you're saying.
What did he think that you knew?
And then he goes, you're my guy.
You're
my guy.
Having a moment.
And it was nice to get some validation from the boss.
Yeah. Even if he didn't remember the next day.
No.
It's okay.
He probably didn't.
It's all right.
But
you remember and that's what counts.
Yeah. He was a great guy. I haven't seen him or even spoken to him since those days.
He still local to Cleveland?
Yeah, I want to say, so when Q104 merged with Star 102, it was right around, it was the end of 2001 into 2002. Dave wasn't there anymore. So he either left on his own or, you know, as the case in this industry, he was let go.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't there. I haven't seen him since those days.
Hmm.
But when, Christy Brown, who worked here back then, Christy is our promotions manager. And if you win things on Q104, you've definitely had contact with Christy at some point.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one who let me know. And, you know, we were just reminiscing about those days and we had the exact same memories. You know, it was Friday nights in the summertime and Shooters and everybody hanging out. And Dave Erbach was a big reason why I had, you know, such a great time working at Q104 the first time around. So rest in peace, Dave Erbach.
Hmm.
All right. Thank you for letting me do that. We will see you next time. Can't read, can't write. Thank you for listening to this bonus behind-the-scenes podcast. We'll see you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.